From the CNN Center in Atlanta, Nicole Lappin here. So look at what's happening now in the news. There are more mass evacuations from parts of China's Sichuan province. Water levels are rising rapidly in lakes formed after the May 12th earthquake. Authorities are now worried that so-called quake lakes might break through their banks and inundate surrounding villages. Also, Myanmar finally opened its doors to the outside world after the cyclone left its people in desperate need. Yet the military government is not bowing to international pressure over pro-democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi. Myanmar's rulers have extended her house arrest despite widespread calls for her release. Reports are now saying that she's going to spend at least 6 months to a year longer in detention. Meanwhile, President Bush is headed west for a three-day fundraising tour for Senator John McCain and the Republican Party. He took off this morning from Andrews Air Force Base. There he is. The president is going to attend two events today, one in New Mexico and one in Arizona. Both will attend a dinner tonight in Phoenix. The event will be their first meeting since President Bush endorsed Senator McCain nearly 3 months ago. Now, gas prices again setting another record today. The national average is $3.93. Now, according to AAA, that is up only a tenth of a cent from yesterday, but it's now the 20th increase in a row. Gas is 34 cents higher than it was last month, 73 cents higher than last year. Well, if you think you have it bad when you fuel up, what about truck drivers in Britain who are now paying, for example, more than $9 for a gallon of diesel? Today, they're protesting those soaring prices by parking their rigs on roadways in London. You saw those aerial shots. The price of diesel fuel in Britain has gone up more than 30% in the past year alone. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone.